Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today we're joined by Tawny Ely from the Step One Recovery Program. So Tawny, thank you again for taking the time out of your day to come sit down with us.
No problem. Glad I could be here.
So let's jump right into it. So for people who might not know around the area, what is the Step One Recovery Program?
So Step One is a 3 to 5 day in-hospital medical withdrawal management for alcohol and opioid addictions. And it is for anybody that is over the age of 18.
And so let's kind of dive a little deeper into it. What kind of services does this program offer?
So we do, obviously, like the detox management. We help manage your withdrawal symptoms, stuff like that. We also do, we set up the discharge planning. We will help get you into treatment centers, stuff like that.
And so with the process of recovery, it's a pretty rigorous thing. So a lot of the times you have to kind of go through an admission process in order to get into this program. So what is the admission process like for Step One?
So our admission process is, at first we do a telephone pre-screen. Those who are looking for help would call into our intake line at 435-636-4808. And then they'll speak with our care coordinator, who will gather all their information, such as insurance information, medical history, stuff like that. We will then schedule them to do an in-person assessment, where when we have them come in, we have to have them a little bit sick. They have to be in the early stage of withdrawal. So if they meet the criteria for that, what we do is we then obviously are going to admit them into the hospital, just as if they were going in for like a surgery or something like that. We'll take them back to their room, kind of go through their belongings, stuff like that, just to make sure that nothing's being brought in. We then let our nursing and our hospital physician staff know that the patient is there, so that we can go ahead and get a jump start on those medications to help with those withdrawal managements.
Now, after admission, what are kind of the next steps for people who are entering recovery?
So that's kind of where our discharge planning will come in, because, I mean, going through the withdrawal management is obviously the easiest part of this whole process. After that, it's, you know, rewiring everything in your brain to help with those addiction cravings. So we like to set them up with, you know, like a therapy or like their physician provider to help with medication treatment. And even going as far as like residential treatment centers, anything that we think will help the patient have the best possible outcome.
And that's always the goal with a program like this, is to make sure that the patient does have that best possible outcome, which in this case would be recovering from alcohol or opioid addiction, which is something that in this area especially is going to be very important, especially with the high rate of opioid usage we do see around here. And then, kind of building off that, can you just kind of speak on the importance of this program?
So, like you said, like we do definitely have a very high opioid usage out here, and even alcohol as well. We live in a community where, you know, we have a lot of blue collar workers. A lot of this stuff we do see with them. It really is just so important for them, their families. It can just affect so many lives.
Yeah, and that's something that I think is very admirable, is this is a program that's working to help better not just the lives of people in recovery, but it kind of has that branch out effect, the butterfly effect of reaching out and kind of impacting the community as a whole. You know, it impacts your family, friends, being able to see you in recovery, and then that can also kind of inspire other people to start that recovery journey as well. So something that is going to be very beneficial for the Carbon County and Emory County area. Now, Tawny, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
I mean, we really do accept, like, most insurances. I know that's a huge thing that's on everybody's mind, so that includes Medicaid and Medicare. We obviously don't want somebody stuck with a massive hospital bill. So even if you don't have insurance, definitely give us a call. We have a ton of other resources that we can, you know, get in line for you.
Well, Tawny, thank you again so much for taking the time out of your day to come sit down with us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Tawny Elia, Step 1 Recovery Care Coordinator up at Castleview Hospital. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.